Hi, and welcome to the Murray Valley Cricket Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the field in the Murray Valley Cricket Association. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer.
Super Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
And here we go for the cricket hour for the last time this summer. Heading into autumn next week, of course, and I have Anthony Holmes on the line, president of the Murray Valley Cricket Association. How are you on this sort of overcast? And it's not going to get too wet this Saturday, Anthony. We're going to get a bit of cricket out there today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's as the last few days, there's a few storms are probably about, but yeah, it's just hit and miss. So yeah, let's hope we can get a full game in.
Interesting times. We'll go back to the 19th of February, round 13 last week. And the failure had the bye, but the Denny Rhinos lost their third game in a row to Cobram. That's against Cobram, of course, at Memorial Park. Denny won the toss and batted. They would have been disappointed, Anthony. 101 all out, but Liam Pitts in that middle order tried hard with 32. Adam DiSecchio has taken 9 for 24 against Denny Rhinos. This season alone took 5 for 14. It was his second 5-wicket haul of the season. Cobram, in response to that 101, 3 for 102. Tyrone Baden in that opening batting combination, 65 off the back of 70 not out against Toke in round 12. He's having a good late start, well, a late sort of autumn, summer to Tyrone Baden in relation to making some runs. He's going well in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Unfortunately for everyone else in the competition, the Cobram guns are all hitting great form at the moment, just coming into the final. So it's very ominous that, Cobram are going ahead leaps and bounds. And, Tyrone's a great cricketer and, he's in great form at the moment.
Yeah, and 9 wickets for 24 in 2 games against Denny. The Denny batsman must be having nightmares about Adam DiSecchio.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, look, I said, the interview you had with him, he's in just unbelievable form this year with both the bat and the ball. He's definitely the favourite to take out the Guthrie medal this year.
He finished third last year, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did. Yeah, and you would think he'd be well in front at the moment, because I believe he's not only well up there with the average of the bowling, but he's also up there with the average of the batting. So, look, it's going to be hard to beat someone like that at the moment.
Interesting times. What do you know, just offhand, when the Guthrie medal is? Do you know the date for that?
Yeah. We're having our presentation night. Cross fingers with no dramas with COVID is on the Wednesday, I think it's the 16th of March.
Okay.
The week before the final. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the Wednesday, yeah, that's the night we run that one.
And Tokemall took on Katunga at the Toke Rec. Katunga won the toss and batted all out 123. And then we had Tokemall in response, 5 for 128. With Andrew Lean making 64 for Toke in that middle order.
Yeah, Andrew Lean's been in good form lately with the bat for Tokemall, and he's made some a few good scores lately and really got him over the line. It's a little bit disappointing for Katunga. They had a great game and maybe could have won or should have won against Nathaya the week before, and then unfortunately against the second bottom side they come up short. And well done to Tokemall. They were able to beat them twice this year. I thought the Katunga were a big chance for this game. But well done to Andrew Lean and Tokemall for getting up in this game.
Another Andrew for Toke done pretty well. 4 for 6 with the ball. Andrew Arthur, best figures this season after playing B grade, I believe, the week before.
Yeah. No, he's. I think it was just availability or something. But He's a handy bowler, Andrew, and I believe that 4 for 6, it might have been 3 or 4 of those 6 runs were wide. So
okay.
He did bowl very well.
No worries. Interesting times. Baruga took on Katamatide. It was Baruga Recreation Reserve. Baruga won the toss and batted all out 183. Will Sharp in the lower order, making 43 for Baruga. Caddam and Titan Response were all out 88. Disappointing for Caddy. But Riley Gow, the reigning, of course, Guthrie medalist, with 4 for 25. And he made 26 as well with the bat in that game for Baruga against Caddy.
Excuse me. That was a very important win there for Baruga. They really needed that because it puts them, put them back into the four at the moment. And yeah, they couldn't lose this game, or they'd be in real trouble in making the finals. But yeah, a bit disappointing for Katamatite. They're trying to secure a second spot on the ladder. But yeah, that's going to come down to probably today's game. But yeah, especially being bowled out for 88, that's probably, they're really probably got to go back and hopefully train well this week to come out in a big game today.
Well, walk me through this ladder currently. Now, Cobram are on top. We can just lock away, throw away the key. They're going to get top. But today's game, we'll talk about that in a minute. We've got Katamatite in second, Denny Rhinos in third. They both play one another today. Then we've got Baruga and Nafalia on equal points. So Baruga in fourth spot. So Cobram one, Katamatite two, Denny Rhinos three. Caddy played Denny today. Baruga a fourth on 33 points. And then we've got Nafalia on 33 points. And obviously Toke and Katunga, we can put the red pen through them. So who makes it from here?
It's interesting. You've got three big games today. You've got Katamatite taking on Deniliquin at Katamatite. And virtually the winner of this game should secure a second spot on the ladder. But then you don't know what will happen next week. But yeah, you would think they would secure a second spot, which is quite important, especially in the semi-final, if there's rain about, that they get the advantage. And then you've got Baruga taking on Cobram at Cobram today, and Baruga just, they really need to win to stop the Thayer having any chance of getting in. But because if they lose, they're probably out of the four again, and then got to rely on next week's results. And yeah, and then you've got Nathalia playing Tokemore, which Tokemore in form, you never know. And Nathalia nearly getting done by Katunga 2 weeks ago. You never know what will happen in this game, but it's a really important one for Nathalia to win to get back into the four. And then, yeah, and then we've got the final week, which is all games moved due to COVID. Mm-hmm. And we're playing the week after. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's interesting times. It's going to be really interesting, the results today. Let's have a look at the games. How about we have a look at that game, second v three, Katamatite versus Denny Rhinos. It's at the Caddy Rec. Back in round four, I think it was, just trying to go off my memory here, Denny were all out for 195 and they defeated Katamatite all out 164.
Yeah, so it was a fairly close game, only 30 runs or so, but yeah, that was up at Denny, and you would think Denny on a home ground would go all right up there against Katamatite, but yeah, this is at Katamatite, so you'd expect them to, fare a bit better. But yeah, look, the toss might be very important, and the team that puts the runs on the board might be have the advantage. But yeah, very, very good game this one will be.
Yeah, it was probably just having a look at the results back in round four. Liam Pitts made 86 for Denny, but I think the big turning point in the game is when they ran out Katamatite's Andrew Erickson for 33, who opens the batting. Had he stayed, they might have got over the line, Caddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was a good, very good innings there by Liam Pitts, I believe. Yeah, because I believe Deniliquin were in a bit of trouble, and then he came in and got a very good 80. So yeah, it will just be a very good game today to see who's going to come out on top.
The Cobram Showgrounds is the scene of the crime for Cobram taking on Baruga. Obviously, Cobram beat Baruga because they're undefeated back in round three, and they did it very easily back in round three. Cobram 5 for 224, defeated Baruga all out 125. And dare I say it, Adam DiSecchio, 76 on that occasion. They ran him out, so probably just as well they ran him out, because he probably would have gone on to make 100. Isaac Artavella for Cobram made 68 on that occasion as well.
Yeah, exactly. I do believe Baruga, Cobram batted first that game, and Baruga had him in trouble at 3 for about 20, but then Adam DiSecchio and Isaac Artavella put on a 150-run partnership there, and Yeah, so that was the big difference in that game. And it was just too many runs for Baruga to try to get. So again, it's just so important. I think the toss of winning the toss and putting runs on the board early and getting the chance to win the game. So I'm sure Baruga will be hoping to get a bit of luck and win the toss and bat first, because if they can win this game, it might save them to play finals this year.
It's like the good sides; they just keep batting and batting. I remember the West Indies in the 80s. If you got Greenidge and Haynes out, then all of a sudden you had to try and get Lloyd and Vivian Richards out.
That's exactly right. Yes, and that's what I think teams are definitely finding with Cobram this year.
Nephalia take on Tokemoor. Now, this is a must-win for Nephalia. They can't drop this one or afford to drop it. And I know Toker sixth at the moment, but I do believe this is Toke's last game of the season as well. So they'll be looking to make a really good account of themselves today. Nephalia, on the other hand, are battling for that fourth spot with Baruga, both on 33 points. Back on the 11th of December in round five, Nephalia won pretty easily, 7 for 245, and Toke were all out for 141. Brodie Ross at first drop made not out 110 on that occasion for Nephalia.
Yes, and I do believe they did drop him fairly early in the game, so in his innings. So they, if they were able to get the likes of Brodie Ross, and also I see Ash Quinn's been picked in this game, so they're the two big key players there that if Tokemoor can get out early. But you would think Nephalia should be riding this game, and then it makes it a very interesting week next week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting times, isn't it? The results today are going to be really interesting, particularly all eyes on that fourth and fifth spot in particular, and second and third as well, because no doubt, you'd be wanting to finish in that secure, that second spot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I said earlier, that if there's rain about in the semi, that you're in second, you get the... Washed out or anything, you go straight through. So that's very important for the team.
Well, you got anything else for us in relation to Murray Valley Cricket on this Saturday morning, Anthony?
So we're starting our junior finals this weekend.
Yep.
So we've got in the under-16s, Nephalia finished on top, and they are playing fourth place Baruga. And in the other game, the Deniliquin finished second and are playing Finley, who finished third. So that's the under-16s. And in the under-14s, Tokemoor finished on top, and they're playing Baruga, who finished fourth, and then Deniliquin finished second, and Cobram finished third. So in the under-14, so they're the games this weekend to decide who will go through for next weekend's final.
Okay, and will those finals be played at the same oval on the same day, like one after the other, or played simultaneously?
Yeah, played simultaneously. What we do is the team that's on top, we give them the home ground advantage. So If Tokemoor and Nephalia win this week, then the finals will be one at Tokemoor, one at Nephalia.
Yep.
However, if they get beaten today, then the second side will get the, which was both Deniliquin. So if one of those two top sides get defeated this weekend, then and Deniliquin get through, then the final will be at Deniliquin and so on like that. Yeah.
No worries, Anthony. You got any more for us on this Saturday morning?
No. Other than that, there's a big game in B grade today, which is first versus second.
Yep.
To probably decide who's going to finish on top in the B grade, which is Berrigan versus Cobram at Berrigan today. So that's a big game, and I believe Berrigan's got a bit of a 10-year reunion there as well. So that should be a good day there at Berrigan.
Always good reunions. I love reunions. I've been involved in a couple myself in my journey.
Yeah, they are good days, and probably. You saw heads the next day.
Yeah, no worries. Well, we might leave it there, Anthony, but we'll do it all again next week for the final round. I can't believe it will be March 5. And, of course, like you said, the three games are put-back games from earlier in the season because of COVID. And, of course, be interesting to see how Toke go today, being their last game of the season. They got the bye next week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, good luck to them, and good luck to everyone this weekend, and hopefully we all get full games in.
No worries, Anthony. Do it all again next week.
Thank you.
That was Anthony Holmes, of course, Murray Valley Cricket Association president, and will be in the final round 15, next week of Murray Valley Cricket.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.